Message number 214. Purgatory is not a place you should feel content to enter. Friday, October 7, 2011 at 21:45. My dearly beloved daughter, the reason I send so many messages to my children is to help them prepare their souls in a way which was not possible up to now. Many of my children have not read the Holy Bible, nor are they aware of all my teachings. More time is spent by my sacred servants focusing on the part of my teachings where I ask you all to love your neighbor, which is a good thing. No talk is made of the consequences facing mankind should they reject the Father. Why do my sacred servants deny the existence of hell, and why do they paint a rosy picture of purgatory? My children have been taught many good things through the churches which proclaim the glory of God the Almighty Father. Sadly, though, the existence of purgatory and hell are played down to such an extent that my children have become complacent about their existence. My children are being misled also about the existence of the evil one. Many of my sacred servants even deny his existence. Oh, how foolish they are to believe that man can strengthen his faith without knowing or understanding the truth of the evil one's power. This lack of direction on the part of my sacred servants has meant that evil in the world has flourished in a way that could have been prevented through prayer. Satan has been allowed to roam freely on this earth for some time because of the blindness of my sacred servants. If my children were made properly aware of the havoc caused by Satan, then prayer to mitigate his influence would have been much stronger. The existence of purgatory. The existence of purgatory is misunderstood. Many believe that it is simply a waiting period of purification before souls can enter heaven for those souls who may not have been in a state of grace at the time of death. There are different levels in purgatory. Children and all souls feel a burning pain of darkness which intensifies the further down the level. This means that souls who narrowly missed being cast into hell suffer the pain of burning the most. Although all souls in purgatory will eventually enter my Father's kingdom, it is not a place where my children should feel content to enter. This is why you must fight sin and seek forgiveness as regularly as possible to remain in a state of grace. This is why you must obey the Ten Commandments at all times. This is why you must also pray for those souls who are there, because without your prayers they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven until the final day of judgment. It is time now to face the truth, children. Pray for the graces you need to be free of sin so that you can enter heaven. Be ready every day, for you do not know of the plans which are already in place which await you. I give you this message so that the truth is clear. These important messages have not been presented to you clearly, children, over the decades. It is important that you are well prepared. By reciting the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day at 3 p.m. I will intervene at the moment of death on your behalf, no matter how much of a sinner you are, and show you my mercy. I tell you this because I love you, not to frighten you but to ensure you spread the truth to your families. My word today is simply a reminder of the truth to which you have been denied behind the mask of tolerance. It is a little like the parent of a child whom they spoil because they love the child so much. If the parent overfeeds the child, then the child's health will suffer. Yet the parent keeps giving the child the food which the child has now become used to out of misguided love. This can lead to the child's deteriorating health. This child in turn becomes ignorant as to what healthy foods to eat because he doesn't know about them. He has never been told. Go now and tell your brothers and sister the truth about hell and purgatory before it is too late. Because if you don't, no one else will. Your teacher and divine Savior, Jesus Christ.